Okay, we're doing a Munavad. We're just trying to clarify some of what we spoke about last time, and then we're going to get into speaking about Avraham Avinu again, which we were talking about Avraham Avinu and his dear wife, Sarah, who he had such a beautiful marriage with. But we started speaking about tefillah. We asked the question of, everything's good. What do you have to daven for? If, after all, everything that happens is good, so what's the purpose of davening? So we were speaking about that davening is lashon of lehispalel. It doesn't say vayifalel or lefalel. It's lehispalel, which means that he does something to himself. What is he doing to himself? We said davening changes you. A person davens, then that changes everything. A person, like say for example, so for some people, certain things are not good for them, right? Some people, to be too smart is not good for them. Right? It's not good. But if a person davens to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you are the source of all. Of all chachma, ata choinin l'adam das, and everything's from you. And I just want to use my chachma for the right reason. And a person connects with HaKadosh Baruch Hu through his davening. So now chachma is good for him, because chachma is good. If a person says rifa'enu, a person says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I realize that your refu is from you. Because sometimes people are not feeling well. I think, why did this happen? Imagine a guy hurts his hands. He's like really into sports, right? Hurts his hand, and now he can't play football. It's like bummer. And then afterwards, the day he gets his stitches out, he breaks his wrist. I mean, like, what's going on over here? So you can get all upset. But if you realize that Hashem, this is all from you, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you for some reason don't want me playing football. Does that mean he doesn't want to play football the rest of his life? Maybe, maybe not. We'll talk about it at a different time. But right now, I'm not going to get all, like, bummed out about it. And I'm going to say, is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I realize you don't want me to play football. Maybe football's right now a distraction for me. I thought football's going to be a good outlet. Maybe not. Maybe I'm going to get all high on my horse because I'm so, like, so Mr. Jockey, Mr. Macho. And maybe right now, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants me to. So I, and when a person davens refa'enu, I say, Hashem, you are the source of all refuah. The cause of all it, and I realize that I want to be better so I can serve you. So that itself, that makes a change in a person that now he is prepared for the refuah. You're preparing yourself for the refuah. The same thing with our enemies. You know, there's an interesting thing, which I don't think I spoke about here, but I'm going to tell you now. It's fascinating, and I'm trying to tell as many people as I can because I lost it. I saw this inside. I saw black and white in my eyes, unless I was dreaming. I wish I was dreaming, because I mean, I dream about Torah, but I saw this with my own two eyes. I saw it on the Sefer says, when you're speaking about one of your enemies, you should not say Yemach Shemo. Like, for example, we have this Chalelia, Chamor, that they're called Abbas, you know who he is? Abbas is the head of the Palestinian authorities, Mamish, low life, Ritzayach, terrible. And I can't imagine of enough terrible things to say about him, but you can't say Yemach Shemo. Why can't you say Yemach Shemo? Not just because Hashem created him, because
he's doing good for you.
He's doing good for you. He is right now doing good for you.
So how do you say Hitler, your mom?
Once he's dead, says this Sefer. Once he's dead, now all that's left is his memory. He made very bad choices. Hitler, Yimach Shemo, he's not going to get up to Shemayim and say, hey, I was good for the Jews, right? But we know he was good for us. He made bad choice. He chose to be Hashem Shliach. So in his Bechir, all that's left after he's dead is his Bechir, is his memory, Yemach Shemoy. May his name be obliterated and erased. But while he's still around, it's not him. It's not Abbas. It's not any of these people. It's this is right now what we need, because we need something to change. We need to do something. So when we dive into Hashem v'lam al shinim alti sikva, so we dive into HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we connect with that, and we realize HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that the reason why I want to get rid of our enemies is not for us. It's not a personal vendetta. It's not that I have a grudge. Rather, what it is it's that I do it because of you. I care about your covet and the fact that your pain, the fact that your children. Then you've connected with HaKadosh Baruch Hu through your davening, you've changed. Now you're ready for it. All these things, everything a person davens for, when you daven for it from HaKadosh Baruch Hu and you're connecting with the reason that you want it, and you're not asking Hashem, say, listen. A person davens to Hashem says the following thing. Look, Hashem, I really love basketball. And if I play basketball, I'm not going to learn the entire year. But could you please, like, help me get a basketball sponsor so that I could play basketball? Because I want to be in the league. I think Hashem's going to answer that tefillah, like,
Rabbi, I heard when a person davens for something, then Hashem wants he gives it to your will. Meaning that if you daven for something so hard, and even though it's not good for you, Hashem will say, fine, you don't have betachon, I'll give it to you. And you'll
see that's why we ask for everything that Kodesh Baruch Hu daven for is barachem u'mevaratzen. Right, that's correct.
You're not allowed to daven for anything you want. So, yeah, like, why? Maybe you're davening for a good hour.
That's good. That's good for you. All that is good for you. Anything a person does, the Pelayotes we learned last night about Hachana, anything a person does in order to prepare himself for his learning. Did you go to get the other guys?
Me?
Who went? You went? What happened? What happened? You don't got any phones?
Mitzvieli went to go with Menachem over his
hand,
so he's not here.
It's Reed and Snyder. What? Where's Yossi Hafner?
I came at like 50 the other day.
Sorry, I'm apologizing.
No, I thought maybe I wasn't here, so.
Yeah, I know. We are. It's just like pretty late.
And you're also davening for your team to win. Right? There's no ruchnis. It's not helping. It's not one of the things that are gashmis, but it's not because it's helping my ruchnis. This is like, it's something that totally no shaykhis to my ruchnis.
Right.
It's not going to affect my ruchnis at all. And I'm davening.
So if a person...
It's not a relationship with Hashem.
So if a person... Like team, so, you know? So that itself, the fact that you're building the relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu itself is changing who you are through the davening. Now, I would strongly advise a person not to daven for anything that's not going to enhance his ruchnis. I think that your team winning can enhance your ruchnias. It definitely could, because you'd be in a better mood. You know, I mean, I personally think that following sports ruins a person's life because they're in good. There was a boy that one time I was in this yeshiva was a very, very avid Rangers fan, and it was very bad because whenever the Rangers lost, he was in a bad mood all day. I'm like, buddy, this is like pathetic. You know what I mean? Just like forget about it, and you could be in a normal mood. But every time the Rangers lost, he was like, I don't want to talk to anyone today. You know, so why do you need something that's going to like give you severe mood swings that way? But if a person says, listen, I need the Rangers to win or else I'm just going to be depressed the rest of my life, so then that is helping his learning maybe. But even if a person davens for it, not. We always speak about every time a person davens, he should ask for Hashem, it should be Barachim or Ratzin. But if he doesn't, that itself is creating a bond with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The fact that I'm turning to Hashem, asking him to daven for things, that creates a bond with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That makes me more connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That in a certain way is changing me.
Someone down for something that even though right now complete doesn't help his ruchnias, but it may come to a point where it does help him.
A person can daven, can technically daven for anything. It's not advisable to daven for something. Like, for example, a person can daven for a particular girl. Let's say he says, I want to marry this girl. Can Hashem let me marry this girl? It's like a bad idea, you know what I mean? Because you might end up finding out that, that was not...
Find out too late.
Find out too late. That's why whenever a person davens for a shidduch, he should daven, first of all, Hashem, I'd love to marry this girl, if it's good for me. If it's good for me. Or if it's good for me, then let make it happen. If not, then just get her out of my life because it's just going to be way too hard.
Like
sure. What do you mean?
It's like you say, I get this, only if it's good for me.
Sure. Birachamim uberatzen. Give it to me with the mercy and only if it's your will. Birachamim uberatzen. So kabel birachamim uberatzen es tefilaseinu. So ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, listen, if it's good for me, so then if it's going to help me grow, if it's going to do it, so then I'm asking you to give it to me. That's davening for something that's going to help you. If a person davens for something that's not good, so then, or something he thinks is good, he doesn't know is good, he might end up in trouble. So listen, we got it over here, right? This is what I want to talk about Shiduchim in particular. Okay, I had said that because Avraham Avinu was the master of Amunah, therefore Avraham Avinu had a perfect marriage. We spoke about last week about how Avraham Avinu's marriage was exceptionally good. And I'd like to talk about why. Because a person that has real Amunah understands that the person he marries is called his...
self.
Another word?
Wife.
It's... starts with a B.
Body.
Try again. It's a Yiddish word.
Bekesher. I meant...
Close.
What's the word again?
Close.
I know the word.
Sure. Baba Bashert. Does anyone know what the word Bashert means? Zivug means your spouse, your couple, or your other half.
I thought that was like the predestined.
Well, we say that person is predestined because it's is with the Zivug. But the word Zivug just means that. What does it mean? What does Bashert mean? Meant to be. His wife is called his Bashert. It's the only thing that we call. You don't call his cow his Bashert, or his house his Bashert, or his job his Bashert. You might say, it's Bashert that I got this job. It's Bashert that I bought this thing. But your Bashert is your wife. Listen to this Gemara. Listen to this Gemara. Rabbi Mani have a shchiach coming to Rabbi Yitzchak Bar El Yashiv. Rabbi Mani used to, spent a lot of time by Rabbi Yitzchak Bar El Yashiv. He said, the people in my house, I'm not so happy with them. That was a very politically correct way to say that I think my wife is not attractive. I'm not so happy with my family. So he was pretty shrewd. What's her name? Chana. Tisyaifi Chana. So Rabbi Yitzchak Bar El Yashiv said, let Chana become beautiful. So Gemara in Tainis Daf Chav Gimel Amud Beis. Vinis Yaifis, and she became beautiful. Hey, that's awesome! Right? That's great! Now he's going, oh, and he's wonderful, and he's hanging out with his wife, and she's so beautiful, right? It's not going well. It's just not going well. Comes back a little while later. This is Amrla ka me gandera alai. Ka me gandera alai means she has gaiva over me now that she's so beautiful. She considers me like a nobody and she's not treating me any respect anymore. Amrla yachi tachzor chana l'shachrusa. If that's true, let chana go back to be the way she was before. V'chazor chana l'shachrusa. And all's well that ends well. What does that mean? It means that sometimes people wish their wife was like this, wish their wife was like that, wish they had this and had that. That can cause serious issues in shalom bayis. Because a person's not willing to accept the wife the way he is. His wife was perfect the way she was. She was ugly, or she wasn't as beautiful as he wanted her to be, whatever. That's exactly what you need. And you think that she's going to be more beautiful, your life's going to be better? Oh, you'll see what happens if she gets a little bit more beautiful. You know, everything started getting horrible over there. Now he's married to some prima donna over here, you know? And she's like... Right. So he's like, okay, can I get that back, please? Can you just... There is a way of life that I think very well touches up what we'll call today's culture. Maybe American culture, man. It's from something that I saw in a graffiti. There's a high school outside of Mount Daphne. And on the wall on the high school, it says the following thing. Don't love what you get. Get what you love. I'll say it again. Don't love what you get. Get what you love. Which means as follows. Let's say a person's got a wife. That's what he's got. And he's like, yeah, but that other woman's prettier than my wife. That other woman's cooler than my wife. That other woman's funnier than my wife. That other woman's more popular than my wife. She's more trendy than my wife. She's younger than my wife. So, what should I do? Well, if that's what I love, let me go get it. That's it. Next, out with the first, and in with the new, you know what I'm saying? It's bringing the new model. Here she is, new model, younger. She's blonde. I'm like, all right, this is great. And then after that, a couple of years, I make a few more bucks. If I'm rich enough now, I could probably trade in for another one. Because that's what I love. That's a certain approach to life. Don't love what you get what you love, which is the exact opposite of emunah. This is what you got. You got it for a reason. So love it. And Avram Avinu was able to do that. Avram Avinu had no issues with Sarah at all. No issues. It's not like, oh, why'd you do that? Why'd you say that? Why can't you cook? Why can't you clean? Why are you so sure? Why are you so tired? Why are you so... None of that. So everything's great. That's a perfect marriage. People that have emunah have the ability to be able to have a perfect marriage. There's a funny story. I don't know if it's true or not true, but it's a funny story. That there was a chassid that came to his rebbe, And he said to him, Rebbe, Rebbe, my wife's making me absolutely miserable. I can't stand it anymore. She mamish makes me crazy. She doesn't leave me alone for a minute all day. It's like she just enjoys irritating me. All she does is make me crazy. She criticizes me and she berates me. It's like, ugh, it's just like all day. It's all I'm getting from her. I can't deal with it. So the Rebbe looked him in the eyes and says, I want to tell you something. Chaimke, your neshama is going through a Gilgal. And in your last Gilgal, so you were a little bit not so nice to your wife. And they didn't let you into Gan Eden. So if you are soivel, your wife's her tyranny, I guarantee you're going to Gan Eden. Guarantee it. So Chaim's a very pious Jew. He's all excited. Yeah, okay, great. He goes home and his wife says, you moron. And he's like, yay. And she says, you know, you look like a schlump. Excellent. And she's like, why are you so happy? Why are you so happy? So he's like, whatever. She's like, why are you so happy? He said, because the Rebbe told me if I listen to you, know, if I allow you to do this to me, I'm going to Gan Eden. She said, no, you're not going to go Gan Eden because of me. I'm going to be nice to you from now on. So, what's the point? You love what you get, and you get exactly what you're supposed to get. And it's that way with everything that happens in our life, but particularly when it comes to a basheret. Now, Avraham Avinu is the epitome of emuna. That's why it's an interesting medrash. The medrash says, "Vashem beirach es Avraham ba koil." That's a pasuk. The pasuk says, "Hashem blessed Avraham with everything." What's bakol? Says the Medrash, zu mitzvah sukkah. What does that mean? I remember mitzvah sukkah? I mean it was sukkahs because kibbutz sukkahs, a shafti, it's b'nei Yisrael. We went through the desert and we sit in huts and clouds. And what does that do with Avraham Avinu? But if you what we're saying, sukkah, we said this before, is tzilsa de mehemnusa. Tzilsa is the shade of faith, of emunah. Avraham Avinu lived like he was in a sukkah. And that's everything. Hashem beirach es Avram bakol. Bakol means everything. Avram had it all. Because when you have emunah, you're not missing anything. You've got everything. Because it's all good. I don't want another penny because it's not good for me. I don't want anything else in my life. It's just perfect the way it is. I might daven for it because what I'm davening for, because Hashem, make that the good. But right now, what I have is the epitome of good. And that's Avraham Avinu. That's something that we have to try to work on. It's not so easy for us, right? But as we remind ourselves of this idea, and we keep reminding ourselves over and over and over again, and that's what we're supposed to do. And Gamliel Rabinovich, in his book, the Tiv Amunah, talks about how we're supposed to constantly be banging home Amunah. Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. Hashem is Midas HaRachamim, Elokeinu is Midas HaDin. Hashem Echad, it's all one. Din, Rachamim, it's all good. Hashem is all good. We're always saying Shema. Every morning we say Shema. Every night we say Shema. Yom Kippur, the end of Nilo, what are we saying? Shema, Emuna, Emuna, Emuna. That's everything. Emuna is the foundation of everything. Tzadik ve'emunasoy yichya. That's why we have to keep trying to bang it home. Always, that's what we're trying to do. And what we have to do is remind ourselves. Because we know it intellectually, but it's got to stay in our hearts. Intellectually, we don't forget things. Or it could take many, many years to forget them. But we could stop feeling it in seconds. So we keep on chazering our amunah again and again. And we have to like try to implement it into our lives. Something happens. We get there, and like guys ate supper, right? And we got back, and it's like, oh, why did Rabbi have to go along? And now there's no food left for me, and I'm angry, I'm frustrated, upset. It's all good. It's all good. Doesn't mean next time you don't have to come over and say, could you go to the end a little earlier because I don't want to miss up or whatever. We'll have to deal with all that stuff. But the point is, everything that happened to you, it's all good. Or if you get up out of your chair and accidentally and you like snag yourself on like a, you know, on like the, you know what I'm talking about? Oh, frustrated, right? Especially if it's a new pair of pants or something like that. And like, oh, snap. I hope you say snap. And it's because you're frustrated. It's all good. These pants are not for you right now. Why? I don't know. Maybe you're feeling too cool in those pants with the elastic things on the bottom or whatever. And you're feeling like, wow, I'm like so the man. And that's it, folks.